Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
From the Senior Bowl, and we're joined by Charles Davis of the NFL Network, and we've had a couple of days out here, a couple of days to look at quarterbacks here at the Senior Bowl. Give me your early impressions.
Well, I think that they're obviously a group that's growing, and as you watch, I think I've seen improvement out of the North Squad guys each and every day. Zach Dysart out of Miami of Ohio, of course, Ryan Nassib from Syracuse, and Mike Glennon, who was a favorite of mine coming in. I thought he had a rough first day, but I think he's steadily climbed back in. I thought today was his best day. And then from the South Squad, I've only had a chance to watch him once so far, so I'm looking forward to seeing them again, but it's a very talented group. You know, Landry Jones out of Oklahoma can do everything you want in terms of throwing the football, movement, you know, mobility, not the greatest, but he's improved on that. Tyler Wilson's a guy that's intrigued the heck out of me. Tough last year, but I think there were a lot of circumstances that went into that, but I thought he was sensational as a junior. And EJ Manuel is just a huge, huge looking quarterback and so pretty, you know, that you just go, my goodness, I want to take a good look at this guy. And I think he's got a shot too.
Tell me why Mike Glennon, he came in as your favorite going into this week.
Well, the reason I liked him so much going in is just I got to sit watch him throw for 3 days this past summer and watch that arm. I mean, he's got a big time arm, and his footwork needs a little bit of help, but that's not unusual for a quarterback. He's almost 6'7". But I thought he was a kid who took over an adverse situation at North Carolina State. Remember, they made him the starter and told Russell Wilson to take a walk. And then Russell Wilson had a monster year at Wisconsin. Everybody got all on that one and forgot that Mike Glennon threw 31 touchdown passes that year. Handled it and did very well that way. So I think he's the type of a kid that I like a bunch. Obviously want to see more out of it, and I think that he's a guy who could climb into that discussion and is a first-round talent.
All of them have positive characteristics, but does it seem to you that Tyler Wilson maybe is the most complete package of quarterback right here in this week anyway?
He has all the intangibles. In a lot of ways, he reminds me of Kirk Cousins here last year. You know, one of those guys who's got great leadership skills, understands the big picture, has a toughness about him, has to dispel some myths about how many times he's been hurt and concussions and all that, because there are a lot of myths out there about it. He's only been one, and this past year was just so difficult with the way everything went down with the coaching change and all. I think he ended up trying to probably do too much. You know, I think it's very similar to what Drew Brees went through this year. When Sean Payton's not there, the leader's gone, everything changes. And so Drew's not just quarterback, and he's trying to make sure the offense is right and everything's happening here. And I think it takes some time to settle in and react to that. And I think the same thing happened to Tyler this year.
Charles, we're so focused on the players who are here at the Senior Bowl this week. Who are the guys who are really missing, guys that you wish were out here this week?
Well, I wish Matt Barkley was here, but he can't be. He's been injured. And he and I had a conversation, and I'm not the only one, I'm sure, who told him this. Be healthy. That's more important to you than anything else. Otherwise, I'm quite sure he would be here and compete. He's a very competitive kid. Geno Smith, he decided not to come. I wish he were here this week because I wanted to see him work out. It's everyone's option. Everybody has a chance to do it. Tyler Bray, ineligible because he's a junior. It would have been a good week for him to be here if he had been eligible to be around these coaches and understand what it's going to take to be a pro quarterback, because he can definitely spin it. But there are a lot of questions about what he has to learn, leadership, maturity, all those things, because that's what really goes into being a quarterback.
You didn't mention Manti Te'o. Are you curious about him?
Yeah, I have no curiosity about the rest of that at all. They'll figure that out as it goes along. I feel horrible for everyone concerned with this deal, especially if it's a true hoax and the kid was a total rube on the whole thing. Then I feel horrible for him. If he's complicit in a part of it, that leads us to a whole other set of circumstances. I'll put it to you this way. The team psychiatrists and psychologists have to deal with all that.
Last question. Senior Bowl broadcast 3 o'clock Saturday on the NFL Network. Who would you advise Bills fans to keep a close eye on as they watch this game on Saturday?
Well, it's easy to say the quarterbacks, but for me, I'm a big wanting to know what I'm going to get wide receiver, cornerback-wise. And so far, I think Marcus Wheaton from Oregon State has been terrific out at wide receiver. I think Desmond Trufant has been terrific on the corner for the North Squad. On the South Squad, there's a kid named Robert Alford from southeastern Louisiana that no one's really talking about. I think he's a heck of a good football player, so I'm going to keep an eye out for him too.
Charles, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Charles Davis, the NFL Network, the game 3 o'clock on the NFL Network. We're here at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama.